after his surprise resignation as Speaker of the House on Friday, John Boehner was happy to endorse the man who many see as the frontrunner to replace him.
I think that Kevin McCarthy would make an excellent speaker.
That's House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, currently the number two in the House. He's 50 years old. He's from California. He's been in Congress for 9 years, which is not very long at all in a House where seniority means a lot. His knack for building relationships has allowed him to climb quickly, NPR's Scott Detrow reports.
A lot of people like to equate their first big break with winning the lottery. Well, Kevin McCarthy really did. As a 19-year-old student at Cal State Bakersfield, he won $5,000.
I put the money in the stock market, made a little out of that. And then at the end of the semester, I took my money out of the market, and I refinanced my current car, and I went and opened a deli.
Operating that deli, McCarthy told KQED, tuned him into conservative ideas. Like many business owners, he got fed up with taxes and regulations. McCarthy got into politics, first as an aide to California Congressman Bill Thomas, a Republican who eventually chaired the House Ways and Means Committee. McCarthy ran for office himself, winning a seat in California's State Assembly. McCarthy's rise to leadership was even faster in Sacramento than it's been in Washington. As a freshman, he was elected minority leader. Republican Congressman Tom McClintock was a state senator at the time. He watched McCarthy work from across the California Capitol, and he was impressed.
I think he did an extraordinary job of simply holding firm to Republican principles in a state assembly where Republican principles were in very short supply.
McCarthy was on the move again soon. In 2006, he won his boss's old seat representing an oil and agriculture-heavy district surrounding Bakersfield. He carved out a spot for himself in the Republican caucus as a top fundraiser and recruiter. McCarthy and other emerging Republican leaders began calling themselves the Young Guns.
A lot of people sit back and say, who's the next Newt Gingrich? It's this freshman class coming in. It's the ideas that here. That's what's driving the party. That's the definition of Young Guns. That is what the movement's about, ideas.
Ideas and a love for early morning workouts. McCarthy bonded with the new members by exercising at the crack of dawn and through turning his office into a clubhouse. Raising boatloads of money for the party's candidates also helped cement those bonds. The networking paid off in 2011. He became majority whip, responsible for counting votes after Republicans took control of the House. Right away, McCarthy and other Republican leaders started a series of fiscal standoffs with the Obama administration.
You have one in the White House that doesn't know how to lead except from the back.
But in many cases, McCarthy and Republican leaders had a hard time rounding up those votes. One big embarrassment, the struggle to pass the Farm Bill, a normally bipartisan measure in 2013.
The yeas are 195, the nays are 234. The bill is not passed.
Still, when Majority Leader Eric Cantor lost his seat, McCarthy easily won the second-ranking job. And now McCarthy's the man to beat for the speakership. McCarthy's views aren't too far from Boehner's. That said, many of the caucus's more conservative members, people like Tom McClintock, are optimistic.
I never found John Boehner to be a particularly good listener. Kevin McCarthy has mastered that long-lost art of listening. That's perhaps why he's so good at building consensus.
Others aren't so sure McCarthy can break the House's habits of last-minute dramatic showdowns. Pennsylvania's Charlie Dent is one of a small number of moderate Republicans in the House.
The next speaker is going to have some of the same challenges that this speaker had.
Challenges that, on Friday, Boehner decided he'd had just about enough of. Scott Detrow, NPR News.